From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Janine Jorgensen reading Dirty Laundry by Liz Osborne. Now let's begin with Dirty Laundry, Chapter 1. It was Friday afternoon, Friday the 13th. To make matters worse, tonight was a full moon. I was not having a good day. My name is Robin Kelly. I manage the patient relations department at the Madrona Bay Hospital and Medical Center, which means when someone isn't happy, I hear about it. Madrona Bay is a picturesque suburb of Seattle on the east side of Lake Washington. Last fall, I turned 40, and after a near brush with death, I decided that being 40 was better than not being at all. I don't need glasses yet, but I do keep a spare box of hair color to disguise the silver creeping into my black hair. It was early afternoon on this ominous day when I took a momentary break between phone calls. I stared in dismay at the precarious stacks of paperwork on my desk that were supposed to be dwindling, not growing. "Rob!" It was Connie Wagner, my assistant. Her desk is positioned in the front office to shield me from anyone who walks in the door. Her voice had that harried edge to it. She hadn't been with me long enough to experience the rare double whammy Friday. I hoped today didn't scare her off. "Yes, Connie?" Yelling between offices was our modified primal scream for bad days. We'd used it a lot today. "I'm transferring a call from Susan Wong. I don't have a good feeling about this. Can I go home now?" I smiled at the plaintiveness in her young voice. Connie liked to think she had psychic abilities. "No, if I have to stay, you have to stay."
"Yeah, but you get paid big bucks to put up with all this insanity," she grumbled.
I didn't bother to ask what big bucks. The phone on my desk rang. I took a deep breath before answering. "Hi, Susan. How's it going?"
"I've had it, Rob," she snapped.
As the nurse manager for the 3 West unit, Susan was usually unflappable. So this must be something out of the ordinary, even for a hospital. "Haven't you discharged most of your patients for the weekend?"
"Yes, but I'd like a whole unit full rather than put up with this one's crap."
"Uh-oh, what's going on?" I reached for my latte and took a sip.
"I have this jerk who's flashing my nurses." "The pervert," she snarled. I choked. "He's what?"
How full moon Friday the 13th could we get? Susan sighed.
"Well, not exactly flashing, but he lets his sheet slip when they come into the room."
"And you think he's doing it on purpose?"
"If I thought it was an accident, that'd be one thing. Like if he was on meds or something. But this guy's a real punk, Rob. He leers at my nurses, daring them to say something. I've talked to him, but he denies it. Says it's their wishful thinking."
She snorted.
"My nurses would never be that desperate. So I thought maybe if someone from administration, someone with authority..."
I leaned back in my chair and rolled my eyes.
"And you want me? On a day like today, I'll take whoever I can get."
"I'm not sure if I should feel complimented or maligned," I said with a laugh. "But I know what you're saying. I'll be over in a few minutes."
"The patient's name is Jason Hilliard. He's in room 312. Thanks, Rob. I owe you."
"Again," I finished for her as I hung up the phone. I stood and shrugged into my red linen blazer. If I had to play the role of administrative heavy, then I needed to look the part. I rolled my chair aside and had taken 2 steps toward the door when Connie appeared. A petite blonde who wears her hair in a ponytail, Connie is usually full of spunk. She wasn't spunky now. Her eyes were wide with fear. "Connie?" I reached for her. What could have scared her so? She shook her head and said in a hushed voice,
There's someone here to see you.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?